Hey friends, welcome or welcome back to the Swoon Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Naz, and today I will be doing another rendition of Love or List. I'll be talking about the drama Death's Game. I am so excited, but I am not alone, you guys. I have a special guest. Hi, Oriel.
Hey friends, I'm back. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun.
Yes. Yay. Thank you so much for joining me on such short notice. Oriel and I are recording this the night before you're listening to it. So this is a very off the cuff thing, but it's going to be a good time. So I'm so excited because the show is so good.
Yes. Some of my favorite podcast episodes of ours is off the cuff, like a midway business proposal. Oh, Boys Over Flowers versus the Heirs was off the cuff too.
Oh, that's so true.
They're some of my favorite ones. So y'all, it's gonna be crazy. So buckle your seatbelts, grab some popcorn, and be prepared to be laughing. Cause
yes,
who knows what's
yes.
gonna be said.
It's gonna be a good time. And if you're new to Love or List, this is when I will watch the first two episodes of a drama and just basically give my first impressions. Talk through some of my reflections and how I feel about it, if I'll continue to watch it, some questions, all the things. So it's a great episode to listen to when you're trying to figure out if you should watch a drama or not to know what I think about it. So yay, I'm so excited. So let's get into the rundown. And this is from my drama list. He's perennially unemployed. His ex-girlfriend has moved on, and he's just lost all his savings to a Bitcoin scam. Burdened by societal pressures, Che-Yi-J decides to take his own life. Insulted by his flippant attitude towards dying, Death comes to punish him with her game. He must experience death over and over again through 12 other lives. But if he can find a way to survive the imminent death coming for these lives, he gets to live out their lifetime. His life was a bust, but what about the lives of the others? So... Che-Yi-J is played by So In-guk, who you may have seen in Doom at Your Service, The Smile Has Left Your Eyes, as well as Reply 1997, amongst others. Death is played by Park So-dam, who you may have seen in Cinderella and the Four Nights, Record of Youth, and the Academy Award-winning film Parasite.
Yes.
And there are plenty of other actors and actresses in this show. This show really... got a lot of excitement, amongst fans because of the cast. So other characters in this show include Sung Hoon, Kim Ji Hoon, Go Yoon Jung, Lee Jae Wook, Lee Do Hyun, Choi Si Won, and that's just naming a few. The cast is stacked. So that's what made people really, really, really excited about this show. So this is so exciting. I mean, I know I heard about the show probably earlier this year. And I was like, whoa, how much money did they pump into this show? Because this cast is insane. I just couldn't believe my eyes.
Yes. I was looking, I feel like on Wikipedia, they said it's a lot of money, but they said it was the CGI and effects and stuff that they spent a lot on, but I'm sure they spent a lot on the actors and actresses too.
Absolutely.
Which we got to talk about the CGI stuff soon.
Oh gosh. Yeah, we do. We do. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Yeah, we do. Okay. Well, let's get into, our thoughts, all our feelings, all about Death's Game. So Oriel, what were your first impressions of the show?
Yes. So Naz, I do remember seeing the cast. I don't know why I thought it was Netflix, though. You know how Netflix sometimes do a cast reveal type of picture on Instagram? I thought they did the same thing for Death's Game, but it's not on Netflix, so I think I'm wrong. I don't know. But I remember seeing all the cast, and I was like, oh, it's basically Alchemy of Souls plus So In-guk. I love it. Which it pretty much is. Everybody in Alchemy of Souls is in this show. But I was excited. I was I wonder what this is about. I was just excited to watch it. I didn't really know what to expect, but I've been trying to support So In-guk in the show since The Smile Has Left Your Eyes, and he's let me down kind of in Doom. And I didn't see the cafe one, but I was just excited to see him in action too. So I was excited. How about you?
Yeah, I was super excited about this show because I just couldn't believe how many actors I know and love were in the show. I was Sung Hoon, Kim Ji Hoon, Lee Do Hyun, it was just insane that all these people were in the same show. So I was I don't even care about the plot. I was I'm going to watch it. And then, of course, over time, I learned more about the show. And I was oh, my gosh, that's a really cool concept. And I saw that it was based off a webtoon. And I was like, okay, like, because so the story foundation is there. So, like, you know, it's, I feel like when a show is based off a webtoon, like, I feel like there's like a higher chance of it, like, you know, the story just being a lot more solid. So yeah. I was like, okay, like, this should be really, really good. And with all like the trailers and stuff, it got me even more excited about it. So yeah, I was definitely looking forward to it. So yeah, like, what did you think about like the first like episode?
Girl, I was in love. I was not expecting for it to be this way. And I kind of was on the fence because there's another show that's dealing with like death and hell and all that other stuff out right now. If you know, you know. So I didn't know which way we're going to go with this one. But I'm like, this has so many life lessons in here. I feel like I'm learning stuff.
Yeah.
Just about like how decisions and stuff we make have dire, not even dire, but bigger consequences than we can even grasp. And I just loved seeing like Choi Ji's just journey through like seeing things on the other side. So but also everybody's has stellar performances in here. Even Kim Sung-chul, our beloved Summer, he has like two lines in here. And also I don't know his name, but Song Tae from It's Okay to Not Be Okay has like two lines in here.
Oh, yes. Oh, Jung Sae. Yes. I was like, oh my gosh, you're in it too. It was,
yes. But the two lines don't go to waste. Like, it has impact. Okay. Yes. Like, nothing is wasted in the show. So, yeah, I was just enthralled. But then some of it's a little scary too. I was watching it. I was like, Nez, you may should skip over stuff, but she handled it better than I thought. But yeah, action packed. So good. So good.
Yes. How about you? What were some things that like stuck out to you in like the episode?
Yeah. So, first of all, I don't know if this is weird, but the deaths and the fact that they're showing them. Mm-hmm. So even I was rewatching episode one and the man who kind of started this all out that got hit by a car, which Ness, you need to talk about. The man, this is not funny. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
We will be better. The man gets hit by a car on the way. Cho Yi-jae is he's on his way to his job interview.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow, this is only 5 minutes or so into the show. What is going on? And even like the jarringness of death continuously like shooting Yi-jae in the like in the head for him to start each life.
Yeah.
The violence is jarring, but I don't know. It's captivating at the same time. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It is very violent. So yeah, violence warning. Yeah. It is very violent. But not as I've seen worse things. I think I've seen like more graphic things. Because like but it is quite violent. I guess well, you mentioned the man that got hit by the car. I'm so sorry, y'all. It's not funny that the man got hit by a car, but it was the reason why we're laughing about it.
Your comments.
It's because. When the guy got hit by the car in episode one, I was what? Like, the way that he gets hit by the car. And usually when you see people get hit by a car, and the car wasn't, it's not like the car was going at, like, 100 miles an hour. So, like, if the guy flew like that, like, if the car was going 100 miles an hour, I was like, okay, that makes sense. But the car was probably going, like, 40. So, like, you would probably, like, tumble on top of the car and then, like, fly up and then come down. Yeah. But he got hit by the car and like flew backwards, like back towards the sidewalk where he ran from. And I was like, how? I watched this scene like 10 times because I was like, how did this happen?
I rewatched it today because I'm like, I need to see what Ness seen. And it seemed like they did shoot it a little or edited it a little weird.
Yeah.
Because you see like the truck stop and then his body just looks completely lighted differently and everything.
Yes. So, yes. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
I just thought it was odd. But that's kind of like your first like taste of like how violent things are going to get in the show. And it's very shocking because it comes out of absolutely nowhere. Because the show starts off pretty light and normal. It's just like a normal guy. He's going on job interviews. He seems pretty happy. And then he's walking down the street and like a guy's body just literally flies, from getting hit by a car. And he's like, oh my gosh. Like, and he's obviously really traumatized. And from then it seemed like his life just went started to go downhill, which is interesting because I remember when he was talking to Death and he was just like, ever since I saw that man get hit by a car, like my life has just been terrible. And I'm wondering like if that's going to come back around, like if there really is a connection between that man and like all his misfortunes.
Same.
But I mean, it was a wild ride from then on. And then, you know, unfortunately, you know, EJ, we see him struggling. He cannot get a job. Like, it's been 7 years. He goes on job interviews. He can't get a job. He has a whole bunch of part-time jobs. He, you know, lost all his money in some sort of like financial scam. And he's just struggling. And he really felt like his only way out was, you know, taking his own life, which is really sad. And he meets Death, like Park So-dam, who she's doing like such a good job. Like, she's such a great actress. Like, because I think the only other thing I've seen her in is Parasite. And she's like killing it. And she's like killing it. And like some of the things that she says to him, like, you know, like, it's just like, you humans like only fight to live only after you've like lost your life and things like that. And I was just like, wow, like,
it's deep. It's deep.
Yeah, because so now deep. He's like desperate to live again. Because, you know, Death gave him this ultimatum, like, okay, like, you're gonna have to die 12 more times as a punishment for taking your own life. And, you know, but you can find, you can, like, you know, if you manage to evade death in these 12 bodies, you can like live. So he's like desperate to try to live again, but then he's like also getting caught up in this, like, the narrative of the lives that he's living. Me and Ariel were talking about it this week. Like, I feel like he's losing focus. he's losing focus.
Getting so distracted. Like, I feel like Death, and she's been making it pretty clear, like, you need to get over yourself in a sense, like, humble yourself. Cause every time, like you said, he's in a different life, he like, all right, how can I use this to, I don't know, to my advantage? Am I gonna steal money? Am I gonna, I don't know, whatever. So it's just like, that's not the point of this, sir. Come on.
Yeah.
But, you know, selfishly, even like through the narration of the story, he selfishly took his life in a sense, because he's just like, well, nobody really needs me here anyway. Like, I feel like a burden. So I think that's just something that he has to grow out of, which I'm looking forward to seeing that character growth.
Definitely.
Because I'm just like, sir, come on. You can do it. I believe in you.
Yeah. And like, I feel like it's just really sad because he clearly was like very loved by his mom and like his girlfriend, and like, you know, him not even like, you could tell that he has so much regret for like leaving them. It's really sad. But let's talk about like some of the things we see in episode one. So we get our first cameo, Cheshi Wan. He's like, that's the first body that EJ invades, and he's like, you know, a Chaebol heir, and I feel like Siwon always is.
I see him, I'm just like, Siwon, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? He do always play those types of characters, though.
Yeah,
what's the show She Was Pretty that we just watched? The same thing.
Yep. He's like an undercover, like, So
yes. Oh my gosh, Siwon.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, living his life, and I think like he's jealous of he has a brother, and his brother is Kim Ji-hoon. So Kim Ji-hoon appears as well, and like they're like in competition for who's gonna get the company. He basically lists, like, he's like on his private jet, and the private jet is like going down. Like, and it was weird because like in the beginning, like the plane was having a really bad turbulence, and I'm thinking like, oh, like it's happening now.
Yes,
and like even he thought that it was happening. He was like, oh, I'm gonna die. And then like Bison was like, it's fine, it's just turbulence. And then everything was fine. And all of a sudden the engine blew up and like they're going down. And it was like the most dramatic plane crash I've ever, it was so bad.
Girl. And just going back to what you were saying earlier, he was already settling into like, this is about to be my life. Like, Duff explained stuff kind of to him in a sense while she was on the plane with him, but he went back and he saw like the expensive watches. I also want to say, I love the storytelling of the orb that comes into them.
Yes.
Like, the person gives like a story rundown. Like,
yes!
It's so yes. good.
It's so good. Like for each yes. body that he goes into, like we get an introduction to that person. Yes. And it's amazing. And like, I can't emphasize yes. enough how each and every person has like killed it. Like the actors in the show are so good. Like, so yes. good. I just yes. love it.
But he was settling in, like he saw the watches, he saw the expensive thing. He like, all right, this is the company I've been applying for like 7 years, and mm-hmm. now I'm here. I'm just sitting here, and I'm just like, mm-hmm. all right, sir. I guess you didn't learn anything. We're gonna have 11 more of these, I guess.
Yes, yes, that's a good thing to note too. Like that's like he's like the one of the heirs to the company that Yijay has been trying to get into for like a year. Yeah. So I feel like that's definitely an important aspect of this. And he ends up dying in the plane crash. Like, literally, he got burned alive. Tragic. Like, it was tragic. Terrible. That was his first time. And he was just like, oh, my gosh, that was horrible. Like, he goes back and meets up with Death. And it's like, that was terrible. And she's just it's like, hey, hey, hey. And then he's like, okay, like, on to the next one.
Wasn't she like, it's going to get worse every time he dies or something? Like, mm-hmm. the deaths are going to get worse? Mm-hmm. I'm like, that was pretty bad.
That was I'm like, right. I was like, how worse can it get from here? Like,
little did we know.
I know.
The next one is crazy.
The next one, yeah. The next one was Sung-hoon. Sung-hoon.
Oh. Do you feel spoiled with him right now?
I do.
Back kinda.
Back to back dramas. He lasted like 5 seconds. Bitch,
Literally, he probably just came in for work. In a green screen for a couple mm-hmm. hours, and then it was like, all right, time for me to go.
Yes. Oriel, what happened to Sung-hoon?
You know, Sung-hoon out here living his best life. He like, all right, I'm gonna do this last dive. My VIP sponsor or something is gonna give me this money if I survive this jump and land on this really small, square little, like, I don't even know.
It was like a pillow. It was like a large like bed like that he was supposed to land on, because he was like he's basically like an extreme sports person. Yes. Like he does all these like Guinness World Record type of things. So like this one was like how like basically he like free dove out of a plane, no parachute, and he's just like, I'm basically gonna like fly and land perfectly on this little bed target thing. So yeah,
crazy. Yes. So he got the orb in him. So he got the abilities of the man. Now he real excited, real hype. He's diving. He's aiming head first towards that little bed thing. Completely misses it and goes in. Oh my gosh, head first into like.
Ooh.
It was just so terrible. And then they televised it, so everybody's just watching it, and I'm just like, wow.
It was so bad. And like literally the audience's reaction was my reaction. Yes. You know how everyone just like stopped and stared? It was like silent.
Yes.
I was just like, what just happened?
I was so like, bad. Wait, he's not dead. They wouldn't show that part, would they? On TV? Maybe so.
It was so bad. Everyone was stunned. I was like, oh, that's a terrible way to go. I feel so bad for him.
Sung-hoon was in and out.
Oh my gosh. But yeah. So that was a very short-lived one.
Yes.
But then we move into episode two, and episode two has like kind of like a narrative that kind of like goes across a few episodes, like at least two episodes. Yeah. We kind of cover the high school bullying, not only that, but then like some characters from there will cross over like later on into the show. We get into this high school bullying storyline that Yijay gets into the body of this boy in high school. I forget his name, but he was the son in When the Camellia Blooms. Yeah, I think it was in Rocket Boys as well. And he invades his body. He's being bullied in school by Yu In Su. What was his name in Alchemy? I don't remember what his name in Alchemy was.
I don't remember, but he was so sweet then.
Yes. I never imagined him playing like the role of like a bully and like a tyrant, but like he's a mm-hmm. terrible bully, and he beats up this poor boy like every day and like mentally like torments him. And finally, the boy, Yijay basically like stands up to him and like gets like the other guys in the bully crew to like turn against him.
Yep.
And basically for revenge, Yu In Su like ends up killing the boy that he was bullying, Yijay, and then Yijay has to go back to death, and he's like, oh my gosh. But yeah, he was like murdered by you know, this boy, which it was so sad. And then he goes into another life and he becomes this like mobster guy. He's like a, he seems like he's like a mid-level mobster in this like criminal organization. And yeah, that one was very intense. It turned into like a whole different show at that point.
Can I say something that's about to get us off track for a second? Who is this man?
I don't know. Actually, I was like, I like you. Who are you?
I'm going to look up right now. When the bag went off his head, I was like, And then when the orb came in him and he was given like the rundown, I was like, who are you, sir?
Yeah.
You are a very attractive man. Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything because I thought you were going to like laugh at me.
No. No. This is not going to be a welcome to Samdori situation. But yeah, I was just like, oh my gosh, he is so cute. I was distracted. Even when he was beating people up, that made it even more attractive, actually.
He was like giving the bad boy thing. And I was just like, but it seemed like he was trying to like turn a leaf. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I was, that's wishful thinking.
Girl, I don't know. I think he was. He was trying, was he trying to get out though? Because he stole money from the main people there. So it's kind of like,
I think he was like, he was definitely stealing to like probably start a new life.
Yes.
So he's like, I'm going to steal the money first so I can start a new life.
Two wrongs don't make you right. It don't make you right. So yeah.
Oh, I
just wanted to say that. Oh, yes.
Yes. His name is Jang Sung Jo. He was in Strangers Again. That drama came out earlier this year. He's in Good Detective, Snowdrop. He was in Familiar Wife. Okay.
I don't know what's going on with like the 40 year and older men renaissance that's happening now, but my eyes have been opened. That's
finally,
all
I've been trying to tell you.
I'm sorry. It was Gong Yoo for many years. And now I'm like, Nam Goo Min, Jang Song Jo, like, just keep coming, okay?
Tell you. And you're like, oh my gosh, you and your older men. And I'm like, I'm trying to tell you.
Matt's like, I've been here this whole time. Catch up. You're great. I didn't know. My eyes have been open.
But yeah, he's very, very attractive. But yeah, so that was crazy too. It went into like a little Fast and Furious little storyline there for a second. He was like on his motorcycle, like landing in a pool. And I was like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
I do want to say this is where I started to get, I'm like a little bit suspicious of stuff going on. First of all, I was rewatching this. The episode starts out in black and white and you just see like blood and stuff and then ambulance and I'm like, what's going on? And then it switches back to like you were saying, the high school stuff. So I'm like, okay, what does this stuff is, what is going on with this stuff? And then it's like little seeds of like this mysterious person. With the mobster guy, it's like he worked for this organization that helps deal with people. And even with Sung-hoon, like the VIP sponsor, I'm like, okay, maybe it doesn't correlate, but what is going on with this person that's doing this stuff? Because I feel like you were saying, Naz, everything is kind of starting to follow like one narrative plot.
Yes.
So in my mind, I'm like, is everything going to be fit together and make sense? Or is it all going to be like separate stories and then at the end come together? I don't know. But yeah, that was just my thoughts.
I had the same thought too, because in the beginning I was like, okay, it's feeling very like episodic.
Right.
But then after episode two, I was like, oh, there's definitely like an overarching connection between all of these people. Like, I feel like this isn't a coincidence. Like, there's a connection. There's like I feel like there's like a, there's basically a big bad. Like, there's like a main villain here.
Yeah.
Guess who I think the main villain is?
Who?
Kim Ji Hoon's character.
Why are you thinking it's him?
He popped up. He popped up as Shi Won's brother, as the, you know, the Taeyang, you know, corporation. And then he popped up. I feel like he popped up again. I don't remember when he popped up again. He popped up again, and I was just like, because like a lot of these characters, like you only see them like their one episode, and then they die. But then like Kim Ji Hoon keeps like kind of popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm like suspicious of him. I really feel like there's an overarching, evil. That's kind of connecting all of these people. So I'm just wondering, like, what the motive is. Like, if there is, like, kind of this overarching narrative, like, what is their motive? And, like, are they targeting EJ specifically? Or is it just, like, a coincidence? Or, like, is EJ just a complete non-factor? And, like, this person is doing this. Like, what is their motive, like, in general? That's something I'm curious about.
I was thinking, like, because I also believe Ji-hoon. Because Ji-hoon, he likes to play sinister type things. And the role so far isn't fitting his name to me. So I was thinking, like, is this all a part of, like, Def's plan to maybe show him, like, you've been working towards a company that really you've been protected from, in a sense? To kind of teach him a lesson on that end, to be like, what you was working for is very evil and corrupt. You didn't even need it. So I don't know if this is the whole storyline. But I feel like in my mind, I don't know if Def is trying to teach him something through all of these lives, if there's an overarching story and stuff. So questions, thoughts?
Yeah. That's a really good question. I'm also wondering, like, is there a twist with, like, Def? Like, her character? Like, is there more to her? Okay. And how did she become Death? Or is, like, has she just always been Death, you know? Or does she, like, become Death? Like, what is her story? I wonder if we're going to, like, ever see any of, like, her story.
Can I just say, Ness, I told you, but I feel like you handled, like, the Death scenes and the hell scenes very well. Because I really thought you were going to be scared. But I'm like, it's just me. I'm just the scaredy cat, I guess.
No, I mean, I was disturbed. Like, I did have to cover my eyes for a few things. Like, like, some parts, like, made my eye twitch. Like, and I had to, like, kind of cover my face. Or, like, the part when, like, he was, like, she, like, showed him hell and, like, the zombie people.
Yeah,
were, like,
that was
scary. I looked away for that part. And also when, like, the bullies, their faces turned into, like, demon faces. I was like, what the heck is this? And I looked away. I was like, ooh. But, yeah, other than that, like, I think because, like, for the death scenes, like, some of them were graphic, but for the most part, they kind of, like, they kind of remove you from it a little bit. Like, for example, when the bully killed EJ when he was in the high school boy's body. Yes. It's like you're seeing it from the perspective of the boy, not from the bully. So, like, yes, you're seeing, like, it's as if you're getting hit in the head and you're seeing, like, the red and stuff. But it's, like, it's different than, like, seeing the person actually do, like, the crushing with the brick, you know? I don't know.
It reminds me of a video game.
Yes, that's a really good way to describe it.
Yeah, but yeah, I agree. So I was just concerned because I know you watched stuff late. I was like, oh my gosh, Nas gonna be like, what is going on this show?
Yeah, I appreciated the warning, though, because there were definitely some parts that I was like, yikes. It's scary, but it's definitely not like a horror show or anything. So if you're not into like horror, don't worry. It's not like horror, but there are just some like really violent parts. And but I mean, yeah, I was honestly overall just blown away by how good the show was. Like I had a really good feeling the show was going to be excellent, but I was blown away by the episodes that I saw, and I could not believe, like, the acting was so good. The story I thought was so tight, and, like, you couldn't just watch one episode, and I'm not, like, a big binger, but, like, I was like, I have to keep going. I must keep watching because it was just, like, so good.
Yes, I agree. Girl, you watched it in record time, too. I was like, yes, Ness, like it. I'm so excited. Please, can y'all please spread the word? I was just telling Nez, and this is no disrespect for Amazon Prime because sponsorships are going to be in the future for you, Nez. But I'm just like, I just feel the show is going to be like kept under wraps in a sense because it's on Amazon Prime and not on a major network like either Viki or Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all please spread the word. This is a really good show. It needs to be watched. Please.
It's so good. It's so good. I think our people are very like aware of it, which is good, but I feel like it was like kind of like what we talked about, like I feel like it was a missed opportunity because I feel like this would have been a perfect like Netflix show, like to be distributed on Netflix or even like produced by Netflix. Actually not produced, because I feel like when sometimes when Netflix produces shows, they just end up being like way more extra than they need to be. But like definitely I feel like it could have been like distributed by Netflix because the show is excellent. Like, it is so good. Yeah. Like, it's so good.
And if it's like the vibe of The Glory or like DP or something, it's not something very off the cuff that it's like, no, they wouldn't pick it up. So, but it's okay. Yeah. Hopefully this will bring Amazon Prime more K-drama viewers because the show deserves it. Okay.
Yeah. It's so good. It's so good.
I love it so much. It's so
Me
good.
Too.
It's so good. Cinematography good, acting good, editing good. Everything good. And if you're just listening to this and you haven't started it yet, episode three is my favorite. So please watch all four.
Three? What happened in three?
EJ Wook.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. That was good.
He's such a good actor. But yeah,
that was good.
That's my favorite.
I think, oh my gosh, that was a good one. Yeah, spoiler alert, we watched all four, but we only talked about the first two, so don't worry, guys.
Yes.
We tried to be minimal on like spoilers because the show is so good and we want you to watch it.
Yes,
but,
we do.
Yeah, that was a good one. I think Lee Do Hyun was my fave.
Another cutie.
Yeah. Lee Do Hyun.
I didn't know. Hyun,
he's so cute. He's such a good actor. Oh my gosh, he's so good. He's so good.
Yes. Yes. I also think I'm super grateful we did like a lover list so people can get like a gist of the show, but I would definitely recommend be like Naz and I and watch the four episodes because they are meant to be watched together.
Yeah,
so please keep that in mind. Schedule out your Saturdays, Christmas Eve, whenever, and binge the four episodes.
Yes, so yeah, part one is out and then part two is coming, I think January 5th,
yes.
I think. So, stay tuned for that. It's so good, y'all. It's so good. So, will we be watching Oreo?
Yes, we will, because I need to know what's happening, girl.
Yes.
I need to know.
Yes. We'll definitely be watching when it comes back for part two. We loved it, clearly. So, yeah, you should totally watch it if you haven't already. Let me know what you think about this show if you check it out. If you want to wait till part two comes out, totally understand because when you finish episode four, you're going to be like, what? And so like that's where we are right now. I'm just like, how am I supposed to wait 3 weeks? But it's such a great show. So I hope you all check it out. Oriel, thank you so much for joining me. This was so fun.
Of course, girl. Thank you for having me. What a perfect way to like end the year with one of the best shows I've seen since My Dearest, which wasn't that long ago. But... Yes, thank you for having me, girl.
Oh, of course. Thank you all so much for listening. And next week, I will have my year-end wrap-up 2023 in K-Drama Land episodes. So look forward to that. But yeah, thank you all so much for listening. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye.